Now, I don't know if you guys have heard of this show on one of the channels, can't remember, Married at First Sight. It's new. It's a new format they're testing out. It's all very real and unscripted. And one of our favourite contestants, is that the word you use? Characters?
Participants
on the show is with us, Melissa. Welcome, darling.
Thanks, guys. Oh, my God. Excited
good to have
to
you
be
back.
Here again.
Now, the biggest, the latest blow up is that you found out that your husband, Dino, the weird meditating guy wearing who wears a wig and has all the hair gel and the whole universe, was recording a conversation you had with your sister. Now, I'm assuming that the way that, you know, we watched it back is exactly as it happened, but let's remind people of the audio.
Is there an excuse for recording a private conversation in my own home?
Maybe he goes on about trust and respect and honesty. That is my, like, that has broken every kind of trust. Like, you're freaking recording. You just creep me and you're recording me.
Yeah, you sound very
furious
upset and dramatic. Is there any more to the story? Is there a reason why you were so upset?
Yeah, look, obviously, I mean, and even watching that back, it just took me back to, when that happened. And it was, like, it was awful. My head was everywhere. So firstly, just to say, I actually wasn't bagging Dino out. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, he says in the, you know, of what you saw. And everything I said, I absolutely owned every single word. Things that were said were I didn't understand his wedding vows, which I don't think anyone did, and have told him that constantly. Was speaking because I hadn't spoken to my sister since the wedding. I was just saying how, you know, we literally have nothing in common. Dino and I spoke about it all the time. We actually even thought that we were put in there as a joke couple because we were so different. That's literally all that was said. And
yeah, but hang on, Mel. So how did you work out? It's such a full-on thing to record someone secretly.
Yep.
How did you work out that Dino was recording, was secretly recording you?
Yeah, so it wasn't until 3 days later that I caught him trying to record me again, but this time it was a conversation that him and myself were having, and he was saying sort of things to get a reaction out of me. He was
baiting you.
Yeah, absolutely. He was saying things like, you know, if I saw you walking down the street, I wouldn't look twice at you. And and saying things like, since the start, I've been trying to find some sort of attraction to you. But after, you know, what you said to your sister, I'll never find any sort of attraction to you.
And it's your fault. Yeah.
He's trying to make you angry and trying to make you crazy.
And that's when then I saw his iPhone on record kind of down his boxer shorts. And obviously I was like, what? And then that's the only reason he admitted to the first one, because also he had sent that recording out to people as well. So I think
So who's he send it to? What's his motivation? What's he trying to do?
What is his motivation? Let me say, do not know how that guy thinks. Like, I don't know why he was doing it. If he was, like, I don't know. Was he trying?
Do you mind if I speculate? I'm going to speculate.
Yeah, speculated.
So what would have happened is Dino has no personality, right? Mm-hmm. So, and he's got a great wig, but that's about it. So what's happened is they've come to him and they've gone, Dino, there's nothing going on in your couple and you're not going to get any airtime, producers talking. If you can get Mel on tape saying these sorts of things, we'll know the areas in which to get you to push her on camera. So he's going behind your back to the producers to try and make you look bad so that then you will fire up and then they can use that. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, right.
Do you agree?
Well, you know,
who else is he going to send it to? Possibly send it to?
He's trying to manipulate the Today Show to make you look bad.
Yeah, that's who he did send it to.
And he hasn't come across very well in the season. So I'm sure
How can he?
I mean, I'm sure he's trying to now kind of get a bit of a good narrative around him. Yeah. And he's using you to do it, Melissa.
I know, because he wasn't, how dare you?
Damn you,
Dino!
Damn you!
I mean, yeah, so that's exactly, you know, obviously what he was doing. He did it terribly, though.
It was embarrassing. It was a poor effort from him.
But, yeah, so then obviously so when you saw me at the dinner party kind of imploding, it was all of this. And so obviously they can only put so much in an episode. But I think main bits were left out in the sense of that's why I was so upset. I've even gotten, I wish I had my phone. I've had some really quite mean DMs
from him,
from people going, you're a you're a crazy bitch, you're overreacted. You're a psycho, you're overreacting.
Yeah, but this is what so many shitty men in the world do, is that they treat women in a way that it's negging, it's being negative, yeah. It's picking at them, it's making them crazy.
Yeah.
So that they can then turn around and say, oh no, I'm fine. Look how relaxed I am. I'm just a normal guy. Oh, you're crazy.
He is crazily, like, to the point is, the thing is, his personality is very monotone. He never changes. And the way he was sitting there saying nothing, it would just,
that was making it worse.
It made me go, like, I literally was about to propel into the roof. That's how much I was, like, going off. He was just, it was next level.
And of the other couples, some are imploding, some are blossoming. Who are you closest with? Who are you hanging out? Who are you, you know?
Yeah, so, Cam and Jules.
Yeah, and that we know that's real love.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, right.
What and about the people that hate each other?
Rel, I would hang out with Syrah. Oh, hilarious.
She's the best.
You do such a good impression of her.
Yeah.
I was saying
her
that.
Her tits and her face.
Can you do a Syrel? We'll give you a line, Mel. Then you do some Syrel.
Okay.
Mel doing Syrel. This has never been done before on Married at First Sight exclusive. All right, give us one.
Here's a bit of Syrel.
Your husband took food from you?
Your husband took food from you?
Yeah. And before we let you go, we had to talk about Jess, who got a bit tipsy and started cracking onto everybody else's husbands. You were there. Was it as awkward as it was on the telly?
Dude, I, like, even watching the Nick thing back, I was like, oh my.
Can we hear some of it? Let's hear some of it.
This is what happens.
Along the way, I have sort of in somewhat developed some sort of feeling towards you.
There's nothing that I would do to jeopardise my marriage. And yeah, I'm married.
Yeah.
Is she the new Innes? Well, is Jessica the new Innes?
Well, I mean.
She's cracked. She's gone. She's trying to be.
Can I just say, when at the dinner party, obviously with the Dan thing, you know, the new guy that came in. Oh my gosh, watching that all happen at the dinner table. So she's just like, oh, he's so hot. And like literally wasn't even trying to hide the fact that she was loving him. And then obviously Tamara, I thought there was actually going to be a big showdown. She's like, is she taking my man?
So to all the girls.
We were waiting for this big fight because she's waving her like I tell you. And so we were waiting for them to come back to the table. We're like, oh, let's get it on. And then they just went, hey.
Boring.
What a letdown. Sorrel, take it over. I'm starting off. Yeah.
And rumour has it that Jess has hooked up with other grooms. We hear a lot of rumours on this show. Some come to fruition, some don't. Is this true? Has she played around?
Mate, I...
Yes or no?
I'm tipping affairs.
I you know what? I have no idea.
What's a...
Yes or no?
No. Can I just say...
Yes or
maybe?
No?
Oops.
Maybe.
Oh, okay. That's good enough for me.
Yeah,
I'll take that.
How good's his reunion going to be when it happens?
Is Innes going to come back for the reunion? Or does he never come back?
Oh, everyone will be back for the reunion.
Heaven.
Boy, reunion! It's
going to
be amazing.
On Channel 9 on Sunday.
What just happened?
Who knows?
What happened just then?
Easier to not ask questions. We love
it's
you,
like
Mel.
Spring break.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, my pleasure.
Do you want to come back Monday?
Oh, my God, yeah!
See you then.
Done. It's a date.